This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. There's a global IQ test being run right now about how you respond to the coronavirus pandemic. The globalists are looking at humanity, and in their view, humanity is expendable. In fact, they'd like to see a massive depopulation agenda achieve success. And they see this pandemic now as a great way to do it. In their view, all they have to do is tell people that it's not happening. There is no pandemic. It's not even dangerous. Nobody's dying. And then people will fail to prepare and more people will die. And then it's, you know, mission accomplished. This is what they want. They openly talk about it. But there are a couple other agendas behind this downplaying of the coronavirus pandemic as well. And in this podcast, I wanted to cover those other points. So the first one is that the reason they're downplaying this is they don't have a vaccine ready for it yet. Now, trust me, the minute they have a vaccine ready for this, just the day after, you're going to start seeing all kinds of news stories on NBC and ABC, CBS, CNN, whatever. They're all going to say, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. Everybody has to go out and get a vaccine. In fact, if you don't get a vaccine, it's irresponsible. The day the vaccine's available is the day the media starts to panic or spread panic. More accurately stated. So that's the first thing. Until that day comes, they're going to downplay it because they certainly don't want people, you know, defending themselves against this pandemic. The second reason to downplay this is because governments of the world need time to buy up all the supplies, and they don't want to compete with members of the public purchasing supplies. You know, masks, gloves, hazmat suits, even ammunition, firearms, colloidal silver, all kinds of preparedness gear, night vision devices, things like that. They don't want the public to compete with their own efforts to gather up these supplies. Now, we saw this in the very early days of this pandemic. I received a call from a major distributor of preparedness supplies in the United States that said they had been called by QQ.com, which is kind of a mainland Chinese, you know, publisher, kind of a front company in North America. And QQ was calling them and offering to buy every N95 mask that they had in inventory, period. All flat out, every mask in existence. And QQ has been doing that all across the country, trying to buy up every mask they can get their hands on. That was, I don't know, almost a couple of weeks ago, I think. And you see, what had happened was the governments get the word first about what's really happening. And in their assessment, they then find out that this is going to be bad. So the governments come to the conclusion very quickly that, hey, this is going to be bad. This is going to break containment. It will be a global pandemic. And by the way, we already have intelligence officers from the CDC stating this on the record. I just published a story about that on Natural News. They know it's going to be bad. So how do they prepare? How do they buy up the supplies they need in order to ensure continuity of government, or what's called COG? You see, the most important thing to the government is, well, self-survival. I mean, just like any person or organization, you want to survive, and government wants to survive too. So they have to have these plans that orbit around a continuity of government actions, which involve purchasing a lot of preparedness supplies. You know, COG plans are really, they're planned out for over a decade of survival in underground caves if they need to. They're actually underground cities, by the way. There are massive underground cities in the United States. The military has them. And in fact, there's some corporations that rent underground storage facilities in places like Kansas City. I've seen the caves there. Truck drivers have reported the caves in places like Colorado, you know, mountainous regions where there's limestone caves. And these are made into storage facilities and even corporate facilities and, of course, government, you know, survival facilities. So the very same governments that are themselves planning to survive, let's say, a decade underground following a global thermonuclear war, which is, you can rest assured, that is one of their scenarios they're preparing for. They are telling you, the public, you don't need to prepare at all. Everything's going to be fine, they say. No worries. And the media tells you the same thing. Ah, it's just a common cold. Really? Because I don't remember 56 million people being quarantined due to a common cold. I don't remember, what, 6,000 or 7,000 people on cruise ships being held prisoner because of a common cold, but that has happened due to the coronavirus. I don't remember the CDC evacuating Americans from a foreign country on multiple private chartered jet flights, flying them back to U.S. military bases, having them subjected to enhanced medical screening and forced quarantines for 14 days because of a common cold. Do you? No. So the common cold explanation is bullshit, and they know it. But there's a lot of people that are just stupid enough to believe that, right? A lot of people. So it's a common cold. It's going to be fine. Keep watching the Super Bowl. Oh, I guess people are done watching the Super Bowl, so I'll have to wait till next year. But, you know, I didn't even know there was a Super Bowl that was going to happen until that day, that Sunday, by the way, just as a side note, because professional sports are not on my radar at all. I could care less about the Super Bowl or baseball or tennis or basketball, any of that crap, fashion, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. I'm here to help people survive what's coming. And it is a big deal. And it is a global pandemic. And it is spreading at the rate of about 20% per day. That's based on the official numbers coming out of China, which we know are low, but it's growing at the rate of 20% per day. And as I've said before, if you do the math on that, if you understand compounding and so on, that means that the number of infections doubles about twice a week. So if it's 100,000 infections today, and if it grows, you know, 20%, then in roughly 3.5 days, it's going to be 200,000, and 3.5 more days is going to be 400,000, which means it's growing 400% per week. And this is for a pandemic that they tell us they have under total control. Well, you know what total control would look like? And I mentioned this before, I'm sorry to be repetitive, but total control would look like no new cases, zero new infections, zero new deaths. That would be total control. What we are seeing now, uncontained replication, explosive, exponential growth, that is not total control. That's not even partial control. That is out of control. And that's where we are right now, out of control. Government knows this already. CDC already knows it. WHO already knows it. They already know this is an engineered biological weapon. That's why they're kind of freaked out about it, because they know this is not the common cold. They know it's not going to be easily defeated. They know it's going to go global. And so they are trying to prepare while telling you not to prepare. That is part of the trick. You should avoid preparing while they totally prepare for all the reasons I've already mentioned. So the smart people, what are they doing right now? They're going out and getting supplies, the supplies they can, the ones that really matter that aren't running out yet. I mean, food is already hard to find, survival food, but you can still get colloidal silver. You can still get latex gloves. I just bought a bunch of cases of latex gloves for my lab. You can get biohazard suits. It's hard to find full face respirators right now, but they are available. There's a brand called Draeger, Drager, although it's kind of some odd Russian characters in there or something. Anyway, they make good masks too. And if you can't find a 3M mask, you can find a Draeger mask. Often you can, maybe on eBay. But people are buying supplies to get prepared. And they're prepared for the economic disruptions that are coming. They're going to be severe. They're going to be global. The global supply chains are already starting to break down. So the smart people are realizing that this and getting ready for it. The stupid people are believing whatever they read in the news and saying, don't worry, there's nothing to see here. Go back to your Starbucks LGBT latte. Yeah, Starbucks is now, they're now doing some kind of transgenderism crap in the UK, I guess. I guess they think that people want like genetically mutilated children in their lattes or something now. I don't know. They're all twisted and effed in the head, these people. So I don't know what they're into now, but I do know that Washington State is going to start teaching pedophilia, LGBT, QP indoctrination to kindergartners. Now, just as a side note, nothing to do with the pandemic, but just so you know, kindergartners, you know, 5 and 6 year olds in Washington State are going to be groomed for pedophilia, just in case you're keeping track of where things are. and there's nothing to be worried about with the virus, we're told. So yeah, just send your children to the public schools so they can be diddled by perverted pedophile I don't know, school administrators or whoever, or drag queen teachers or whatever, but don't pay attention to the real threats that are all around you, that are getting worse by the day, that are growing exponentially, because there is a killer, genetically engineered biological warfare weapon system on the loose, spreading all over the world, but you should not be concerned about it, according to official sources. And anyone who is concerned about it is a conspiracy theorist, just in case you were keeping track. That's right. If you believe that there are such things as biological weapons, you're a conspiracy theorist. I know, it's incredible. This is the world in which we live now. If this whole conspiracy theory agenda continues, leftists are going to tell us there are no such things as weapons. Well, that would be awesome, because then I guess they couldn't ban them. They're probably going to say, no such thing as biological weapons, no such thing as nuclear weapons, no such thing as chemical weapons. I would say, well, what about this weapon? You know, here's a .338 Lapua rifle. I'm sure leftists would say, no, that one's real. We have to ban that one, but all the others aren't real. Who could keep track of the insanity of these people anymore, of what they say is real and what they say is fake and what they say isn't real and what they say is official and what they say is trustworthy? For them, they just make it up in case-by-case basis. They just make crap up all along. That's who they are, these tech giants, these globalists, these establishment people. They have no integrity, no honesty, no knowledge of anything. And frankly, a whole lot of them are going to die in this pandemic because they're too stupid to survive as a participant in the future of the human race. So they're just going to, you know, join the others, I guess, in the mass graves that we're going to see in places like California. And those mass graves will be filled with people who denied the existence of the very pandemic that ultimately killed them. That should be an interesting, you know, signage on those mass graves. Here lie people who lie, and they were killed by their lies. They died before they realized that they were liars, or something like that. I'm not sure exactly how it should be stated, but people killed by their beliefs, essentially, their lack of belief in reality. If you want to survive reality, it's good to first be able to face it. Only then can you adapt and overcome. And that's what I'm trying to help you do. My name's Mike Adams, of course, Health Ranger here. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out censored.news. And of course, check out brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative platform that we built so that you can have a voice, you can have freedom of speech, you can express yourself on these issues and many more. Check it all out at brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.